let you explore.
At Sherwood Heights Elementary School in Auburn, Maine, Laurie Gerard prepares her class for a session on the iPads. Before they collect their tablet-style handheld computers, the 5 and 6-year-olds recite a ditty, reviewing the ground rules for using them.
Fingers on the bottom, thumbs on the top. That way my iPad won't drop.
I was introducing our Magnetic Land application for the kids. We'll be using it for them to make names, words, when we're doing word work. And today they're just exploring so they get a feel for the application before we really get into it.
As the school year progresses, Gerard plans to use various iPad applications to help her come up with individualized learning plans for each student. The iPads have been a feature of her classroom since classes began in September, and they quickly became a big hit with many of the kids.
I love it so much.
5-year-old Daniel Fitzgerald is playing an interactive word game, trying to spell his name out using the iPad.
My favorite thing for the iPad is like play activities.
Activities.
Yep.
What activities do you like?
Like playing, like stuff and games.
Kids, especially in kindergarten, you know, who are 5 years old, are very hands-on, and learn best when they're actually manipulating information and manipulating objects.
Sherwood Heights principal Laura Shaw says iPads also provide children with immediate feedback.
When you have 18 kids in the classroom and you see 10 kids' hands raised up, the teacher does her best to get around. But sometimes with the iPad and certain apps, the kids get immediate feedback. They know what they've done is correct and they can move on, or they know, oh, I need to ask for help.
Nearly 300 kindergartners in Auburn are taking part in the program this year. Half of them, like Miss Gerard's class, have already started. The other half will begin this month. School officials say this is being done to provide comparative data on the impact of students' use of the iPads. Project coordinator Mike Muir believes the computers can help address what he describes as a huge deficiency the district is facing in two key areas, literacy and math, where only 60 to 65% of third grade students are at benchmark levels. He says the recent experience of a colleague helped strengthen this belief.
One of our literacy interventionists was working with several of her students and having a hard time with helping them be successful. She finally pulled out her own personal iPad and had them work on some apps for letter recognition and letter formation. And they met the benchmark very quickly. And even as she moved on to other topics with these students, they retained that level of mastery.
Most of the initial funding for the $200,000 project comes from state and federal grants, but Muir says he hopes the success of the initiative will make iPads a regular item in the school district's budget. But not everyone is a fan of the Auburn iPad initiative.
It's ridiculous. And it's ridiculous not because of the iPads, but because of the amount of money.
Elliot Soloway is a computer science professor at the University of Michigan who studies the interface between technology and education.
Technology is really a wonderful, wonderful idea. But the problem is that the iPads won't scale. The iPads are not sustainable.
Soloway also has his doubts about how useful the iPads will actually prove to be when it comes to teaching 5-year-olds. Nevertheless, the concept is taking hold in a number of states, with school districts in South Carolina, Tennessee, Illinois, and other places adopting similar strategies. As for the iPad's effectiveness as a learning tool, here in Maine, more will be known at the end of the school year when the comparative data is released. For VOA News, I'm Tom Porter in Auburn, Maine.